those are by far my favorite hot chips. I am cutting Takis.
What?
Oh, no, I'm not cutting. I'm benching Takis. I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm cutting Dynamites. I do not like Dynamites at all.
Writing the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Ride of the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that,
get the f*** out.
No, no, no. Caleb, that's not how it goes. You know, I give you one chance to participate in this intro, and you do that. And now you got a bleep. So,
oh, sorry.
I've never had to mark a
bleep this early.
Yeah, but you decided to go against it. You know, we take a 2-week break due to some technical difficulties, and
we took a 1-week break. This is a week. Break.
I guess you're right. We took like a week and a half break.
Yeah.
And you come back not even with really a new a fiery week and attitude.
A half are f***ing, oh my God! There's another one. Our week. Our upload date was yesterday. It's not a week and a half yet. Also, the episode is probably going to sound a little bit different because this is the first time since episode 3, season 1, episode 3, that me and Jacob have recorded in the same room. So we're leaning in damn near kissing, looking at this damn microphone in front of us.
Yeah. So we've had some technical difficulties with our with Zoom, what we normally record on. So that's why we couldn't upload last week. And then the reason this episode is late is because I woke up Monday morning with pink eye in both eyes.
Dude, it was awesome.
It looked like I lost a fight with a beehive. Mm-hmm. It was a tough look for your boy. But we're back with some RTB and we're excited.
And when he says tough look, he means like it was a tough look for the kid. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, like my girlfriend couldn't look me in my eyes bad. It was rough.
Yeah. Who shit on your pillow?
I thought you farted on it.
You didn't see the stains? You just thought I farted?
Yeah.
Truth is, I shit on Jacob's pillow. I pulled an Amber Heard and just shit on his bed.
Alright, well, before we get into the news and stuff, I just want to talk about a few sad things that happened over the past week. I want to say rest in peace to Mr. Hulk Hogan and Mr. Ryan Sandberg. Two legends gone too soon.
Also, in the we've tried to record this episode many times. So we didn't say this in the last one, but rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes. Ozzy Osbourne, too, but I wanted to specifically say Hulk Hogan and Ryan Sandberg because they're two sports legends that that have passed in this past week, so I want to talk about that. Caleb, do you know who Ryan Sandberg is?
Wasn't he? I know he was with the Cubs. Not the Cubs. Is he?
He was with the Cubs.
He was with the Cubs. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the second baseman for the Cubs for a long time. Rhino.
Mm-hmm. What?
You gotta talk louder.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe I do. I don't know.
Yeah, so, Caleb, go ahead and kick us off some NFL news.
Okay, so, it's been a hectic week. Excuse me. Been busy with work, all that stuff, so I don't have NFL notes in front of me, but I'm just gonna take some big takeaways, that I saw, but like I said, work, and then freaking house hunting the last couple of days, a bit of pain in the ass, okay? So, I wanted to say a big congrats to T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt signed a, I want to say, 3-year, $135 million, something like that. T.J. Watt made a big one. Micah Parsons is due for an extension. Desmond Ridder has gone to the Browns, which makes him the 6th QB in that room, which is rough. And this is also very interesting.
Desmond Ridder to the Bengals.
To the Bengals? Oh, I thought you were saying he went to the Browns. That's what I had my news on my thing. Desmond Ridder to the Bengals. That's so irrelevant. If he went to the Browns, that would have made it cooler because it's a 6 QB. Him going to the Bengals doesn't mean shit. But speaking of the Browns QB room, this made me so mad. There have been so many reporters that have been going to Tampa Bay training camp and in press conferences asking Baker Mayfield what he thinks of the Browns QB situation.
Why? That's not his team. That doesn't matter.
And his response was exactly, not my problem anymore. Like, yeah, that made me mad. But anyway, Micah's going to get an extension pretty soon, but they're just going back and forth. He's sitting back, currently watching practice, not doing too much. Jerry Jones has been talking shit because he's Jerry Jones. Happy birthday, Dak Prescott.
Screw Dak Prescott.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what is the big thing going on right now. We're in training camp, baby.
Yep.
And here's some of my key takeaways from training camp. The Dolphins' offense is seeming all right, but there's a lot of tension, and Tua has been coming out publicly and saying he does not like what Tyreek's been saying. He thinks that relationship is going to take a lot of developing, and it's going to take a lot of work to come back to where it was because Tyreek Hill's a dickhead. What's another one? Oh, Cam Ward. Cam Ward has had very little good things to say about the Titans' offense. In fact, he was asked yesterday, how do you feel about how this offense is coming along? His response was, and I quote, we're just mid right now, is exactly what he said. Cam Ward has kind of been a dick, but he's just expecting more out of his team. But the Titans have a young offense, so I can't blame him. Aaron Rodgers is looking better. Everybody knows he threw a pick in his first pass in the thing. Shut up. It's a pick. It happens a million times with a million different quarterbacks.
But I love to see it because I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan.
Yeah. The Broncos. The Broncos are looking great. Bo Nix has really stepped up his leadership lately. His playing doesn't look all that different. He's had a few rough times, but he's looking pretty good overall. But his leadership is really boosting with them. And I know you don't want to hear this, but from what we're seeing out of training camp, the Kansas City Chiefs are fucking pissed. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be dangerous, and you can mark my words on that, because here's what I'm thinking. Travis Kelce's getting old. Shut up. No, it's not. Mark my F-bomb, by the way, please. Here's the thing with the Chiefs, dude. People don't give enough credit to Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rashee Rice. With that receiving core, the things that Patrick Mahomes is able to do, he won back-to-back Super Bowls with Travis Kelce and who else?
Juju Smith-Schuster.
What he's going to be able to do with the way they're looking now and the new steps they're taking in redeveloping their team with that receiving core, whether you want to believe it or not, because you're just a Chiefs hater and you'll do everything you can to knock their credit, they're looking absolutely phenomenal. So I have a lot of faith in them. Everybody's looking great. I think it's going to be a good year. That's all I have for football.
Yeah, I can't stand the Chiefs. That's a known thing on this podcast. I already wrote it down to bleep it out, and I don't care. Bleep it, Caleb. I don't care. The Chiefs all day, every day, and twice on Sundays. So,
really, you're gonna fuck something on the Lord's Day? That's sacrilegious.
Moving on, we have some we have some NBA news to talk about. First things first, Bradley Beal has agreed with a stroke. Wouldn't be RTB without a stroke. Bradley Beal has agreed with the Phoenix Suns on a contract buyout, and he plans to join the Clippers on a 2-year, $11 million deal. So he will be joining Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, and who was the other one? I have it right here. Give me a second. Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, and Chris Paul on the Team of Ancients.
The Team of Ancients, dude. Bunch of old heads. The retirement home.
Yes. Yes. Which they're all still solid players. But yeah, that's
they're all legends, dude.
Yeah, they're all first ballot Hall of Famers. It's just they're all on the backside of their careers, and that's okay.
That's right.
Next, I want you to edit an applause here, Caleb. Thank you so much. Oh, not thank you. What am I saying? Congratulations to Klay Thompson. He was seen walking down the red carpet with Megan Thee Stallion this past week. And so congratulations to him, man. What a pool.
What a pull for the kid.
Multi-generational.
That's a good look for the kid. I'm not going to lie.
That pull alone deserves Cracker of the Week.
Cracker of the Week. Also, for those of you who don't know, that's Jacob's... I can't say that. I was going to say that's Jacob's Make-A-Wish, but that doesn't sound good.
Not Megan Thee Stallion.
No. I'm saying, like, winning Cracker of the Year.
Oh, yeah. That's a life goal. But not even Cracker of the Year. I just need a day. Okay. I need a day. Before Antonio Brown dies of CTESPN, I need to win Cracker of the Day, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Next, Damian Lillard, Dame Time. returns to the Blazers on a 3-year, $42 million contract. And you love to see it, man. Some loyalty in the NBA. You don't see it a lot anymore. So he comes out, he gets traded to the Bucks, and then a couple years later, in his first opportunity to return, he goes back to the Blazers where he started his career, and I love it. Good move on his part.
For shizzle.
Caleb, we need like a little ringtone or something for fun fact of the week, because this is our fun fact for the week this week.
What should we do?
I don't know.
I feel like we should do a meow. Put a little kitty meow.
No.
For fun fact.
No.
You edit the motherfucker then.
All right, never mind. You do whatever you want, Caleb.
Okay, I will.
Our fun fact for this week. Caleb, did you know that currently LeBron James has an 8% chance to be the Democratic presidential nominee in the next presidential election? That is more than former vice president, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. She only has a 6% chance to be the nominee in the next election.
I mean, be ready to mark one here. This isn't a political podcast, folks. It's really not. But I'd like to just come out and say it. We're fucked. Like, we're fucked. We're screwed. Because, I mean, if we think that LeBron James can run this country, we got a big old problem, folks. Like, that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... We said it earlier, it's not a good look for your boy.
It's not a good look for your boy at all.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Moving on to the MLB.
I would rather have you with pink eye, high as shit, tripping balls on antibiotics, running our country than LeBron James.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be crazy. That'd be wild. But I don't know. As crazy as it sounds, we haven't been able to talk about the All-Star game, the MLB All-Star game on the podcast yet. That's how long it's been.
Well, we have. It just didn't save.
Yes.
We recorded... This is our third time recording this episode.
Yes, this is Season 2, Episode 5, Take 3. But I want to talk about that All-Star game for a little bit. A couple weeks ago, the MLB All-Star game ended in a swing-off. Kyle Schwarber plays hero for the National League, knocking out all three of his pitches during the swing-off, winning the All-Star Game MVP. And Caleb, you know what? I'm going to say it. It may be a hot take, but this was probably the best All-Star Game ever.
Like, of all time.
Of all time, dude. It was so fun to watch. Back and forth. It was a great game.
I will agree. We watched it. Well, I didn't watch the whole thing, but we watched the fun stuff together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a good one. Also, you were just saying this is Season 2, Episode 5. Yeah, I know it's gone by slow, but for me, it feels like it's gone by fast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a quarter of the way through Season 2.
Wow. It's crazy when you put it that way. That's wild.
That's nuts.
Next piece of baseball news. I want to give props, man. A's rookie, Nick Kurtz. Gotta leave a space there.
Oh, this was badass.
He hit 4 home runs.
You just said, gotta leave a space there.
He hit 4 home runs in one game. He went 6-for-6 with 8 RBIs and 19 total bases. On top of that, he was about 5 feet away from having a 5th homer, and that would have been the first game in MLB history where a player hit 5 home runs. But instead, he just made history by being the first rookie to hit 4 in a game.
Which is badass, dude.
This needs to be in the conversation for one of the best single-game performances of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a game to Mr. Nick Kurtz. Next up, I would like to introduce you guys to the Seattle Diamondbacks. In the past couple of days, the Diamondbacks have traded both Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman, and Josh Naylor, the first baseman, to the Seattle Mariners for some prospects. And, man, the Mariners are looking dangerous. If Julio Rodriguez can heat up the way that he's supposed to, I mean, Logan Gilbert, they have that other pitcher, what's his name? Brian Wu, I think is his name. I mean, the Mariners can make a run if they keep playing and making these
Accusations?
Acquisitions.
Acquisitions.
Making these acquisitions that keep improving the team. That was solid.
That was a good burp, dude. I'm going to boost the audio just on that burp.
That's going to be our new bleep sound. That's going to be our fun fact sound. but yeah, man.
You know what that means. Yeah. Time for our fun fact of the week.
Yep. So that Mariners front office is going to work this trade deadline, and I'm not opposed to it. Like I said, trade deadline's approaching. Couple more trades. Ryan McMahon to the Yankees for a couple of prospects. A few relievers traded today, including Jaron Duran. And a big one coming out of my Giants. The Giants are trading Tyler Rogers to the New York Mets. And, folks, it's time to celebrate. I can't stand Tyler Rogers. Those of you who know me personally know that he's the only Giant that I can't stand. The first time I ever watched a pitch, he blew the game, and I've held a grudge ever since. So I can't stand that guy. I'm celebrating that he's gone. I've been wanting them to do this for years, so I'm hyped about that.
Bye, Tyler.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying it like I'm a Giants fan. Go Padres.
Yeah. One more thing, Caleb. I don't know if you heard about this. So Sir Anthony Dominguez, formerly of the Baltimore Orioles, was traded the other day. So they were in the middle of a doubleheader against the Blue Jays. So they played the first game against the Blue Jays, and he was on the Orioles. And then before the second game of the doubleheader started, Sir Anthony Dominguez was traded from the Baltimore Orioles to the Toronto Blue Jays. So to go to his new team, all he had to do was walk across the stadium. And then in the next game, pitched against the team that he was on not even 2 hours before.
That's pretty sick.
That's wild. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gets traded, go, it's all right, guys. I'll see you guys in a couple hours.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'd rather be on the Blue Jays than the Orioles right now. The Orioles have been struggling this year.
Yeah, and they were one of your picks to go to the World Series.
Yeah,
at the beginning of this show.
Yeah. Yeah, that was real. Back when we were recording in the same room like we are right now.
Yeah, I hate it, dude. Yeah. I want to be back in my chair.
Yeah, my back's hurting from leaning into this mic.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it. Those of you at home, I want you to pull up Google right now. Don't stop listening to the podcast, but I want you to pull up Google right now, and I want you all to go and look up the MLB Speedway Classic uniforms.
They make my nipples erect.
The Speedway Classic is this Saturday, August 2nd, and they came out with some awesome jerseys for both the Braves and the Reds, the two teams competing in it, and man, they look awesome. The the numbers on both of the jerseys look sick. The hats, I think the Reds' hats look cooler than the Braves' hats, but the Braves' hats are still pretty cool. So I need you guys to all go look those up, and, I mean, just let us know how right we are about how awesome these uniforms are.
And also, ooh, that was another good one. If you guys haven't seen what a baseball field looks like in the middle of a raceway, look it up, because it's badass. Have you seen the pictures?
I have.
It's
and
sick.
They added it in MLB The Show, and playing there is a trip, dude, because the stands are, like, way up, way out of the way. And so, it's crazy to play in the video game. I can't even imagine how these players are going to react when they play it in real life. But I'm excited to watch it on Saturday.
That.
Yeah, yeah, it's
unknown
wild.
Caller?
Dude, I've been getting so many spam calls, it's pissing me off.
You're getting prank calls for sure. But those awesome uniforms bring us into our draft for this week.
Hold on, I'm going to pause this because this might actually be an important phone. Jacob was 100% correct, it was a prank call.
And you're still getting calls?
Yep, still getting calls.
That's wild. Well, anyways, our draft for this week. We've tried to do it twice before, we're going to do it again. Our draft for this week is the best uniforms in sports history.
I don't remember my picks. Do you remember your picks?
I remember a couple of them, but only the good ones.
Yeah, so me too.
We'll run it back. I have the first pick this week.
Yep.
And I'm going to go with the Phillies powder blue. The best uniforms in sports.
Yeah, those are pretty good. With my first overall, give me the Giants Orange Fridays jerseys.
I can't stand you.
They're so tough, dude. The more I look at them, it's just awesome.
You're right. You should become a Giants fan.
I'm so good, dude. Our colors are so much better than yours. Our jerseys are so much better.
Then why'd you take a Giants Orange Friday jersey then?
To piss you off.
Yeah. You didn't piss me off. It deserves to be a first round pick. I'm 100%
with you.
No,
but you want them on your list.
I do want them on my list, but yeah. It'll be okay.
That's literally why you just said you can't stand me, or whatever you said when I took it.
Yeah. Next up, I'm going to go to Nike University. I'm going to take the Mighty Oregon uniforms, the orange, or not orange, the like Kelly green and yellow with the Donald Ducks stomping through the O on the helmet. Those are sick uniforms, so I'm going to go with the Mighty Oregon.
Yeah, and honestly, I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I didn't say it in our first draft. As a Cowboys fan, this pains my soul because I can't stand this team. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles, Kelly green.
Yep.
But also, I hate the Eagles, but those unis are sick.
Yeah, but I think even cooler than the Eagles, Kelly green, is a different throwback uniform from the NFL. Give me the creamsicles.
Oh, you dick. I hate you.
The Bucks creamsicles are so sick.
It's okay. I'm going to take a throwback uniform that might be a little bit better. Just because they look so crisp. Give me those Denver throwbacks.
Yeah.
They're just too good. They're way too good. And I don't know if they're going to be playing with them this year.
Yeah, which is tough cuz I think they are. I know they're keeping the helmets. But, yeah, those are sick uniforms. And that's no bias, obviously, because Caleb's a Browns fan.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Cowboys fan. But, yeah. Sticking in the theme of throwback NFL jerseys, these have to be mentioned. Shout out to Big Joe, my brother. I'm going to take the Patriots throwback uniforms.
Damn you. All right. I got to be careful here. Shit. Damn, I really gotta be careful. Give me the Houston Texans candy red.
Yep.
Cause those are sick. Ooh, I don't know what my last pick's gonna be.
Yeah, I'm between a couple. You want me to tell you the two that I'm between?
Go ahead.
I'm between Tennessee football all black.
Ooh.
But I think I'm gonna go with the Ole Miss baseball powder blue.
Okay, those are sick.
They're so awesome. If you don't know what those look like, if you don't know what any of these look like, you need to go look them up because they're all awesome uniforms.
Yeah. Damn, what do I want to go here? Damn, this is going to be really difficult. You know what? At this point, I'm just going to have some fun with it. I'm going to take a current uniform that's still on. Give me the Detroit Lions blackout.
Yep.
Sorry, that was my computer getting a phone call. Yeah, give me the Detroit Lions blackout, dude. They just look so freaking good.
Yeah. I also want to give a honorable mention to every year's Army-Navy uniforms.
Yes.
They come out with sick uniforms every year, and they're always super super cool. Super excited to see those every year. So those definitely get an honorable mention, as well as the entire Rams uniform lineup.
Did you see that they're coming out with all blacks?
Oh, I didn't see that.
They are.
That's cool. But, I mean, even all the ones that they had before, the whiteout, the blue and yellow, and they're all blue.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sick.
They're iconic, too.
Yes. Oh, I forgot a piece of baseball news.
God, Jacob.
We're going to go back real quick just because it needs to be mentioned. It'll be really fast. Congratulations to Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Dave Parker, and Dick Allen for all being inducted into the Hall of Fame this past week.
My middle name's Allen. I want to be called Dick Allen.
I mean, you got the personality for it.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to bleep that. I'm so sorry.
Please do. But I'm gonna say it. It's been a theme on this show ever since we started to put Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to be real with you. That's never going to happen, and I don't even think it's going to happen after he died like it did with Pete Rose.
Yeah, well, Barry Bonds didn't break any rules. That's why Pete Rose didn't get in. Or he hasn't been inducted yet, but that's why Pete Rose didn't get the
ban. That's why he's eligible, but I don't ever see a day that Barry Bonds goes into the Hall of Fame.
Which sucks because he didn't break any rules, and he absolutely deserves it.
Yeah.
But actually, me forgetting that ended up being a perfect segue into our brand new segment, Caleb. I'm super excited to announce it. It's a game that you've all heard of before. It's not like it's new or innovative or anything like that. But we are going to play Fact or Cap.
Shout out Carson and Reese Sapien, RS or BS, Real Stuff Podcast.
Yes.
Don't do it. No. Okay. You've been doing that shit the last couple times. You got to let it live out.
Okay, I will. So, yeah, but we're going to get
The Real Stuff Podcast might be coming back. We don't know.
Yeah, we've heard some teasers and stuff, but we don't know. We're just two idiot 19-year-olds trying to have some fun.
Trying to have a good old time, brother.
So fact or cap, I'm going to give a random sports fact, and Caleb has to tell me if it's fact or cap, true or not true. So first up, Caleb, fact or cap. Barry Bonds has more intentional walks than the entire Tampa Bay Rays franchise, and they've been around since 1998.
I'm going to say fact.
It's actually cap.
Damn!
But
is it close?
Only recently. So Barry Bonds in his career has 688 intentional walks. The Tampa Bay Rays only have 694.
That's intense.
So they just passed them, like, in the past couple of years. I'm not exactly sure when. In the past couple of years, they finally passed Barry Bonds in intentional walks.
Damn.
Which is wild. That just shows how good Barry Bonds was. Because he never got pitched to, and he still hit that many home runs.
Yeah.
Caleb, fact or cap?
Yes.
Boxing was banned in the United States up until 1896.
That is cap.
That's a fact.
Really?
Yeah, so boxing was not
It was banned,
allowed.
But it was still around.
It might have
still
been still around.
Boxed, because there's fights that I know of that were before 1896.
Yeah, well, like, alcohol was banned at 1.2.
Exactly, but that's what speakeasies were for. Know your history, folks. Shout out Mr. Evans. I know you listen to this shit.
I actually saw Caffey today. He was my history
Did
teacher.
You?
Yeah, yeah. He was at the Rawhide game. But that's a fact. Boxing was banned in the United States up until 1896.
Wow.
The last one for Factor Cap this week. In the 14 seasons of Wilt Chamberlain's career, he never fouled out of a basketball game.
Fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, attaboy.
Which is incredibly impressive, man. I mean, 14 years, and he was a big man, so he was playing hard defense in the post, and he never fouled out of a game.
You're so lucky you didn't hit me with a football fact. I would have freaking gotten that shit easy. You're so lucky.
I'll bring some next week. Or maybe we'll bring back hot takes next week. I don't know. This segment's going to bounce in and out with hot takes. So we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
And that brings us to our last segment of the podcast. Start Bench Cut. When it's Start Bench Cut time, you guys know it's towards the end of the podcast. For those of you new listeners, or those of you who forgot, Start Bench Cut is a weekly segment on our podcast where I will give us three things, three items, three girls, anything like that.
Okay, and stop saying three girls. That was one episode. Oh, my God.
I didn't even say players. Three players.
Let me tell you something. We did one draft that, what was it, Sydney Sweeney, Margot Robbie, or some shit. I don't remember what it was. But now, when we do ride in the start bench cut, excuse me, Jacob's like, oh, three girls. No, bro, that's not how this podcast works.
Yeah, it's just a joke. It'll end
Jeez,
here.
Jeez, fellas.
But, start bench cut.
That's what you start a Patreon for, to do drafts like that.
I'll give us three things, and we have to start one, bench one, and cut one. Okay. Caleb, this week, our start bench cut is hot chips. So, our start bench cut this week is Takis, lime hot Cheetos, because everyone knows they're superior to the regular hot Cheetos, and Dynamites. So, Caleb, I'll let you kick us off.
As somebody who has been shoveling Takis down his throat this entire episode, I'm going to start Takis, benching lime hot Cheetos, and cutting Dynamites.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's really similar. Before I get into mine, can we both admit that lime hot Cheetos are superior?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, regular hot Cheetos are decent, but the lime ones just hit different.
They just hit different. You're starting them?
I'm starting lime hot Cheetos. Those are by far my favorite hot chips. I am cutting Takis.
What?
Oh, no, I'm not cutting. I'm benching Takis. I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm cutting Dynamites. I do not like Dynamites at all.
That's a hot take. See what I did there? It's a hot take. Yeah.
You
want to talk? You want to talk right now just to change your mind?
I'm good.
Okay.
But
I will have some of these, though.
I forgot I had those there. But yeah, Dynamite's just aren't that good to me. They're just not my favorite thing. But that's all I have for this week.
Jacob just... He likes Lime Hot Cheetos better because they're easier for him to handle. Jacob's kind of a bitch when it comes to spice.
I am a white guy. Caleb's Mexican, so it is a little bit harder for me. But that's what she said. Speaking of that, she said, the new Happy Gilmore 2 movie is freaking fantastic. If you guys haven't watched it yet, you need to go... I mean, this podcast is about to end. You need to go watch it right now. Because it's freaking amazing. It's hilarious. They did a fantastic job with it.
I'm not going to lie. It's corny as fuck, but I love it.
And I love that they didn't forget the old movie. Like, they made a ton of references to the old movie, and it was great. So that'll be our code word for this week. If you made it to the end of the episode...
Gilmore? Is that what you're going to do?
I was going to do Happy Gilmore. Oh,
no, just do Gilmore.
I got to go. If you made it to the end of the episode, send us a DM... on TikTok, on Instagram, or send us an email at writingthebenchmedia@gmail.com and send us you jackass.
I love that. You know what I just found out? It's another fun fact, I guess. So I'm a movie nerd. Adam Sandler went on Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube channel and they tried to break 50.
Yeah. Hilarious video, by the way.
Adam Sandler actually said that they had an original script that had a whole entire storyline for Chubbs before Carl Weathers died.
Yeah, I saw that, and, I mean, that would have been really cool.
But having his son in there with a wooden hand as well was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't realize that the dance coach is Jackie Sandler. I didn't realize that was his wife, because she's been in a lot of stuff.
He has his wife in every one of his movies.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Because I've seen her all the time. I didn't realize that was his wife.
You've seen them in Adam Sandler movies, because every movie he does, he'll put her in it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, me and my girlfriend watched Murder Mystery the other day.
Yep, she's in that.
Yeah, and so I didn't realize.
Was that your first time watching it?
I'd never seen Murder Mystery.
Have you seen the second one yet?
No.
Oh my god, was it not so good?
It was good. It was really good. But yeah, that's all I have for this week. Send it to your jackass if you made it to the end of the episode. Caleb, why don't you do the donating spiel?
Yeah, so we are two broke 19-year-olds who are trying to make our way in the sports world and the sports community. Okay, and that's not cheap. It's really not. But we have a lot of expansion ideas and a lot of things that we want to change for this show and a lot of things that we want to build upon. So if you can find the kindness of your heart, please go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click that little donate button. It'll take you to a page telling you a little bit about us and what your money's going to be going towards. Send us whatever amount you want. If you don't want to donate, that's fine. Just shut up and keep listening to the show. Also, I'm trying to get Jacob to move to LA with me. So if you can send us some rent money, that'd be awesome as well.
it's not looking like that's going to happen. But just because Caleb's moving to LA doesn't mean OTB is ending anytime soon.
It's not. It's a virtual show.
It is. Except for right now, because we're having technical difficulties and we're in the same room.
Very true.
But if I have to, I'll drive to LA every week.
Yeah, you will.
We're not canceling OTB.
No.
No matter how bad Caleb wants to.
Oh my god, so bad. No, I don't. I love this show.
Go give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok at Writing the Bench Pod on both of those. We're working on getting some video. That way we can get some videos up on our TikTok for you guys. But we're active on Instagram most of the time. So go
except
over there
for when our social media manager shits on Jacob's pillow and gives him pink eye.
Please don't say that, you're gonna get my ass kicked.
Okay.
But go give us a follow on both of those. Send us a DM. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. Let us know what you want to hear. If you got any suggestions for us, we post for hot takes on there, so you can go give us some hot takes. If you like this show, tell your friends. If you don't like this show, tell your enemies.
Because they're probably going to like it.
Because they're probably going to like it. Because you don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
But as a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Writing the Bench Podcast. Stay bench, boys.